You're listening to CIOI Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hey there, blues lovers. It's Lester Smith, and you're getting the best in blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Get ready to rock some blues tunes.
Lester Smith, leader of the band Crowbar, and he's gotten together with King Biscuit Boy's former band Trick Bag. The album, Another Day in Paradise. Let's listen to this tribute of B.B. King.
Don't give me
Lester Smith with Trick Bag from Another Day in Paradise. And we asked Lester about the album and the historical references that are on the album.
There's lots of references to my blues heroes like B.B. King and to some of the places like Memphis and Mississippi and to some of the blues stories, the traditions of stories about high water rising after Katrina is about the big storm down there and people being displaced.
And when was this album recorded?
We started recording in February of 2020 and got the meat of the songs down, all the bed tracks, and then COVID hit, and it threw a wrench into it. But we managed over a couple of years to get everything overdubbed and finished, and it got finished just a couple of months ago in 2022. And we're always thinking about recording more music, more getting in there again. And I've always got lots of songs.
It's a terrific album. Where can blues lovers get a hold of it?
Yeah, you can buy it at Picks and Sticks on Lock Street, Looney Tunes, 91 Plains Road in Burlington. It's also on online on Bandcamp, Lester Smith with Trick Bag, Another Day in Paradise. And also I'm selling it at some gigs.
Let's hear another tune from Lester Smith with Trick Bag.
I came to Music City with stars in my eyes. I made it to the Bluebird for a piece of the pie. Well, people get famous here. Telecaster and rocks on cowboy boots, and every note I play it always sounded like the blues. I try to write a country song, but I feel a ghost of Jimmy Reed. My head's in Nashville, but my heart's in Memphis, Tennessee. Kids are getting hungry, and little Jimmy needs new shoes. It breaks my heart to say it, man, there's just no money in the blues. Yeah, I don't want to drive a truck or be a Walmart clerk. All I need's one country head and a just like Bob Dylan, and write whatever damn song I please. My head's in Nashville, but my heart's in Memphis, Tennessee. Tea. head's in Nashville, but my heart's in Memphis, Tennessee. My head's in Nashville, but my heart's in Memphis, Tennessee.
Lester Smith with Trick Bag from Another Day in Paradise. Voted the best new group at the Maple Blues Awards in 2019, Emily Burgess and the Emberys. We're going to spin Gift of the Gab and Won't Be Getting Played. The release, Never Ending Fling by Emily Burgess and the Emberys.
You can call me a space cadet. Times well spent in my head. Yeah.
And the Embrys from Never Ending Fling. Time for that great supergroup from Toronto way, the Hogtown All-Stars, led by Chuck Jackson. We got Biscuit and Beans and I Ain't Lying. The Hogtown All-Stars from the release, Hog Wild.
Too many biscuits, too many beans. Sitting on the road alone, it's killing me. Yeah, it's killing me. Oh yeah, it's killing me. Oh, just eating on the road. Too many biscuits and beans. Too much whiskey, too much alcohol. Playing every bar from here to Montreal, from here to Montreal, from here to Montreal. Yeah, too much whiskey, too much alcohol. Thank you.
much smoking, too many pills. Spent all my money, Lord, I can't pay my bills. I can't pay my bills. Oh, no, I can't pay my bills. With too much smoking and too many pills, too many biscuits, too many beans. Eating on the road, Lord, is killing me. Yes, it's killing me. Too many biscuits and beans. Oh, take it on now. Woo!
Stars from Hog Wild. Well, a big event is on its way. The Maple Blues Awards are coming soon. We're going to play a cut from the Maple Blues Band, Thanks a Lot, and then we're going to have a chat with Derek Andrews, president of the Toronto Blues Society. was a cut from the Maple Blues Band. There's an exciting week of blues about to happen. To tell us all about it is Toronto Blues Society President Derek Andrews. Derek, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure, Ken. It's great to finally get the physical Maple Blues Awards on a stage and come out of the fog of COVID and get the community together. It's going to be a great night.
Well, really, it all starts on June 17th with the Blues Summit. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, you know, this has all evolved. TBS has celebrated its 37th year. And way back, we started with something called the Blues with a Feeling, where we gave Willie Dixon an award and he spoke at the Underground Railroad. We didn't have an awards program for the longest time. And then when we launched it, it's, you know, we did it like everybody else, and there's a category for all kinds of instruments, etc. But we noticed that everybody was coming together from Kitchener and Montreal and Ottawa, and having the community all in one place prompted us to produce a conference. We do it every other year. Blues Summit 10 is also been delayed by COVID, but it's kind of a boutique event, but I have about 35 festivals and concert organizers through grant programs that we've gone after. And there's 30 showcases. And out of that convergence of buyers and talent, there'll be tours happening in 2023.
Fantastic. And how does someone listening to this right now, how would they get tickets to something like that?
Right. Well, as the event has evolved, we're running a twin stage in a ballroom at the Chelsea Hotel at Girard and Yonge. And there is tickets available for the public. We weren't sure if the ballroom was going to have capacity, but tragically, registration is down and we have room for the public. So we've been selling tickets to the public through that link. If you go to the Blues Summit pages, go to registration, you can see a click through and buy tickets in advance through Ticket Pro. We'll sell tickets at the door as well. So you can buy a ticket for one of the nights or all three. It's $10 a night, $25 for all three. And it's like a mini festival, 30 acts for $25. That's not a bad deal.
Where can our listeners find out who's performing on that? I assume there's a website that they can go to get that as well.
That's right. So the Toronto Blues Society's website is full of information, and you can, under the events dropdown, our calendar is actually, it's one of the better the benefits of COVID. We had time to do some work on our website, and our website now has a live blues calendar that is very detailed with locations and links and maps for all the gigs in Southern Ontario. But also on that site are the details for the Maple Blues Awards and the Blues Summit. So some of the Blues Summit is open to the public. Registration for the Blues Summit itself is a bigger coin. It's less than $200, but we have agents and managers and other business people coming in and paying that freight, whereas that lower price just for the showcases is there, and you can buy the tickets through Ticket Pro and as I mentioned, also at the door. And then the Maple Blues Awards, there's a detailed display of all the juicy talent that's coming into Kerner Hall.
Well, tell us a few of the talent that's going to be on the stage. There's quite a lineup.
Well, Gary Kendall is back as the band leader, and he's actually enhanced the band a little bit with a couple of guests, which is kind of cool. Yeah, we try to balance things a lot of different ways. Only people who are nominated are on the stage for this event. And you've probably been promoting the nominees for months, because we've had months of delay. We were supposed to be in January. Here we are in June. Colin Linden is in from Nashville. Sue Foley's in from Austin. Our host is Angelique Francis from Ottawa. From Edmonton, Cat Dancer's coming in. Crystal Shawanda's coming in from Nashville. Bobby Dean Blackburn is coming down from Tobermory. It's a wonderful program. And I've actually been assigned the script writing. So I've been piecing everything together and working with Gary Kendall to polish up what is really a great night. And we've had great feedback on taking the blues uptown, as they once said, when we landed at Kerner Hall and put on a show. Miss Emily is hosting the post show social that we call the Afterglow. And Miss Emily was glowing the last time we did this award, and we couldn't resist not getting her involved this year.
And that's always a fun event, the after party, because everybody gets involved.
The drinks are a little expensive, but you're not there for the booze. You're there to see your friends and hang out and congratulate all the nominees who've won a trophy and console the ones who haven't, and just hang out with what is the essential gathering of the blues community in Canada. It's really kind of special.
And again, tickets for that are available online.
That's right. So the Kerner Hall website has a direct link to the Maple Blues Awards. The lowest ticket price is $35. And if you want box seats, I think you can get up to $55-$60 or something. But there are tickets available. There isn't a bad seat in the house, of course. There's two balconies. It's a beautiful hall, and the sound is great. The sight lines are beautiful. And I've even got our host, Mervyn Mehta, presenting one of the awards. But that's another treat, because we're going to bring a lot of different people in to present awards. I just wrangled Holger Peterson, who's coming in from Edmonton, the architect of Stony Plain Records. He's been a busy boy with releases, and he'll be there. And you can shake his hand at the after party if you want to as well.
Well, it's the must attend event of the year, and I congratulate the Toronto Blues Society for everything you guys do. It's an awful lot of work, I understand that, but boy oh boy does it ever pay off with a very entertaining time.
Ken, I like to say that the TBS is hitting above its weight, to borrow a boxing metaphor, because I think the musicians are well served, and celebrating them and being able to fund the travel in for all these folks just to get to see Sue Foley and Colin London and Crystal Shawanda, all these people on the same night, it's going to be a treat.
Well, I thank you so much for coming on the show. And we're going to play another tune by the Maple Blues Band. Derek, thanks for being here.
Thanks for your support, Ken. Have a good day.
The Maple Blues Band, led by Gary Kendall. Many thanks to Derek Andrews for joining us. Let's get into a Juno winner. This is Colin James from the release Open Road. There's a Fire and Can You See What You're Doing to Me are the two tunes we're going to hear right now.
Fire burning in our hearts. There's a fire, fire burning in our hearts. Make a change. It's not too late to start. We can't go on like this. Tomorrow starts today. On like this, tomorrow starts today. Sometimes it takes all you got when you gotta find another way. Thank you. stranger to an enemy. Hey, baby, can't you see what you're doing to me? Well, you say you wanna leave me, going back to your same old used to be. Well, I work two jobs, bring home all of my pain. You can tell me that you love me, then try to do some things my way. Baby, can't you see what you're doing to me? Well, you say you wanna leave me, going back to your old time used to be.
James from Open Road, and it's time for us to hit the open road. We've run out of time. You've been listening to Blue Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with a little bit of Guy Belanger. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 101.5 FM. Blue Source International is coming up next.